This is Monica, and this is My Healing World. I hope you're reading me on my blog, monica.ca, that's spelt with an E, and I hope you've been kind of wandering with me in my travels in finding therapies that allow us all to heal better and better every day. We just got to keep on trying, getting better every day. This morning, I was with my podcasting teammates on Sam Crawley's call, and it was beautiful. I mean, the guy is a trooper. I mean, he has a cold, and the webinar was kind of spotty in the sound. He kept carrying on. He was the smartest, wittiest, just the funniest guy ever. And I'm really honored to be learning from him how to podcast. Because, you know, really, this is the future where we can just transmit our information as it's happening. And the best way to do it was with sound. Now, I've been really understanding in the last year about sound vibration. I actually bought myself a set of tuning forks, and I wanted to use it on my clients, but it was just a little bit far-fetched for them. And people don't realize that they're just made out of little atoms that are vibrating at a certain rate, and that, you know, sound is a great way to tune that part of us that may be out of balance. And so sound therapy, that's why I do biofeedback. And that's what set me off to do my podcast, this one anyways, is that my friend, Dr. Mehta, is in Budapest attending the World Biofeedback Conference in Budapest, Hungary. And lo and behold, she's a native Canadian, but she's of Indian descent, and she actually hooked up with an amazing energy worker, Tibaru, who is Hungarian. So isn't this just the way fate is? You know, me saying on my blog or in my Facebook that I have an Indigo machine, and then her getting one, and then we're having a conversation together about our journey through the quantum field to understand how cellular bodies work and, you know, how computers work. My God, you know, do you realize computers started in around 1995, when all the components came together in a way that was able to transmit to the masses in an instant. Isn't that exactly what we're doing when we're thinking in a quantum field? You know, this year taught me so much about light. I realize that a lot of my work nowadays is inside, and that I actually don't follow the seasons, because I perceive myself to have a lot of work to do. If I don't do it now, when is it going to be done? And I respect that. I mean, I spent many years creating a life outdoors. I was a skier, and I camped a lot, and I definitely arranged my whole life around sun. And this year, I was very fortunate. I got a lot of work done because in the Pacific Northwest, we didn't get much sun. I'm really understanding that that was fortunate for my business, but unfortunate for me, because I suffered greatly from the lack of sunshine. And I'm now understanding that sunshine is an activating factor in the fusion of the body. If you can see your body as like a nuclear reactor, you know, the sunlight hitting the skin activates and opens up all these fissiles that allow the beams to come through the body and light up the cell. It may be conceptual to you as a listener, but for me, I guess I've studied all the bits and pieces and parts. I mean, I remember in 1986 listening to Bruce Lipton in front of me, 10 feet. He was 10 feet ahead of me, and he was explaining to me how a cell works. And at that point, it was, again, way over my head. I really didn't understand what he was talking about, but what I came out of it with was that I was able to see the cell as a thinking entity or being. That the cell has a way of understanding the terrain that it is in and then opening up the cellular walls to allow the nutrition to come in and then closing down if the environment, external environment, is too acidic or too dangerous for it to keep it open. And in the meantime, the cell itself is developing its own toxins because, you know, once you utilize energy, you have residue. And that residue has to leave your body. Otherwise, you don't renew, you know, regenerate, renew. So I thought to myself, wow, if that's how a cell is acting, and I have trillions, if not zillions, of these cells within me, then what is it that I have to do to create a environment or a terrain that the cell is happiest at? And the last 20 years, I have done my best to habituate my body into a happy zone for itself. And I think I've succeeded. You know, I'm dealing with maybe the last little bit of neurosis, but lo and behold, this is the life I lead. I have a healer in Denmark who, because I help one of his friends, is helping me. And I am so grateful to have people around me that talk my language and actually precede me on the path. Precede me on the path. I am so friggin' grateful that there are so many beings out there that are walking and enjoying and learning and fulfilling their destiny the best that they can. They just keep on going, plugging away. And what more inspiration do you need than that? Anyways, my friend Alexina is in Hungary, and she's attending the World Biofeedback Convention. And, you know, she's also going to be at the yoga festival, Dr. Alexina Mehta. And I am so grateful to be, you know, affiliated with her. Just hanging out with her and Tibaru are just, you know, it's magical. Because, you know, what we're doing is we're transforming the world. Inventing a new language, you know, seeing the possibilities. My second thing, I guess, or third or fifth thing I wanted to say was that I don't know how I did it, but I fluked into the Lululemon managerial guest suite this afternoon for a gig, 2 hours. And, you know, this is just how relationships, I guess, are created. You are in the right place to meet the right people and have a magical life with them. You know, if we're going to look at trends and we want to see how the future is going to look, there's going to be a lot of people on this planet. And the percentages of those people actually looking and taking care of themselves is only going to grow and grow. And the people who have the information to help a person understand themselves and how they are a functioning being is worthy of a living. And that is what I've been striving for the last 10 or 15 years. I mean, how does a healer make a living doing what they do without burning out? I mean, my friends will have listened to me for a long time, and they have noticed that I've been at the business of massage for over 10 years. I mean, I can't tell you how gifted I have been with my practice and the information that I've received and the things that I've accomplished in just taking care of myself. And so for me, just acknowledging that has a finite time, and palpating hundreds of people a year has a wear on your hands and your wrists and your body, you know. And I don't want to work that hard. I do want to go outside and enjoy the sunshine every once in a while, because you know, most massages, oh, maybe if I go somewhere nice and warm. Last night was so funny. I had a diamond dealer who, 2 weeks ago, one of my girlfriends replaced me for a massage because she had another gig that she needed to get to, and so she asked me to do her work for her. And, you know, I love the newness of meeting people because they have to actually accept me for who I am in the moment. And that's I am nobody else. I am me, you know, stage of my life. So that's why I started doing biofeedback, because I figured that distance healing will be something that in the future will be a viable way of utilizing my intelligence, but at the same time being able to transfer that information to people who maybe not be in the same block or same city or even the same country. I mean, I really want to be able to send my intelligence to that body and say, you know, can I help you? Can I, with my information that I have, be of any service to you? And that's all I can do. I mean, if I don't provide good service and you don't see a result, I don't really have a living, do I? Acquaintances. I mean, referral marketing is referral marketing, isn't it? So today, this week was another great uh-huh, is one of my longtime clients. In the social bracket that she knows the man who opened up the room at the Hudson Bay Company, and that's a big Canadian store, and so, you know, a concept manager is a pretty big deal in my books. And I was asked to do the massage for him, and, you know, she bought him a massage, and I you know, told them the right solution. Well, you know, if you ever take a salt bath, you want to make sure that the bath is saltier than your blood. So just take a little bit of taste of the salty water before you get in. Make sure it's over-salted, because it creates this thing called osmosis. Osmosis is what brings the toxins out of your skin, which is, if you can look at your body, it's like a giant cell. And internally, there are all these components that are making the body excrete its toxins. And the best way to do that is through your breath and through your pee and through your feces. So another way, the fourth way to get it out, is through your skin. And you need a chemical cue to get that out. One is heat. You can do that by running. But the other thing is salt water. Salt water, sodium chloride. Sodium chloride is what brings the leaching effect, the purging effect off of the skin. And if you use Epsom salt, magnesium sulfite relaxes the muscles. So those are all purging reactions. So if you're traveling and or you've had a lot to do that week and you just feel like you're overwhelmed, it's a great way to detoxify the body. Just run yourself a nice hot bath with some sea salts and some Epsom salts, and understanding that you're creating an osmosis effect that will help serve to clean your blood and take off all that gooey gray stuff that you've collected during the time that you've been under the stress that you were in. I hope you're all well, and I hope you had a great time listening to me. Welcome to monica.ca. My name is Monica, coming from Vancouver, BC, Canada, and I welcome you to my healing world. Namaste.